This is KTOO News in Juneau at 104.3 FM, on the web at ktoo.org.
Good evening and welcome to Focus on Community, a weekly show for listeners who have something to talk about their community. We're so happy that KTOO affords us this opportunity to have community conversations, and I want to welcome you very much tonight. My name is Sue Douglas. I'm here with three other fine folks. We want to discuss with you tonight and hopefully have you call in later and give us your thoughts about senior housing, senior issues, senior services, what we have here in our community and what we don't have. One of the things we want to particularly talk about is assisted living. Some of you know that we have no assisted living in Juneau other than our fine Pioneer home, which is filled to the max. One little home that has a couple of beds, but we have a long line of people in our community now and in the future hoping that we will have some place where people need some assistance as they age. So we're going to talk about that particularly. And in relationship to that, we'll talk about a recently released market demand study that literally studied the demand. What is it that we are expecting in this community, and what is it that the community, the aging seniors, are demanding? And what's the market for that? So we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. Let me introduce the panel to you, but I would like them to say their names and explain to you who they are and how they're associated with senior issues, why they're involved in this conversation. And I'll go to my left and start with Margaret O'Neill.
Okay, I'm Margaret O'Neill. I work for Juneau Economic Development Council. I got involved in the senior housing and services demand study about 6 or 8 months ago, in the context of my role at JEDC, which is to be the person who's more focused on housing. And I'm also a member of the Affordable Housing Commission and have worked on the housing needs assessments in Juneau. And so this is sort of a natural outlook for that. And we do project management at JEDC, and this was one of my projects.
Wonderful. Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann Mills. I'm the Program Director of Southeast Senior Services, which is under the umbrella of Catholic Community Service. People may not realize that we operate the caravan service, the Meals on Wheels, and we have meals for anybody age 60 and older at the senior centers. And I can talk more about that later.
Good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jim Scholl. I am on the board of Senior Citizen Support Services and part of the Assisted Living Task Force, and pretty much help out with the details, put it together so that we could put together a study to quantify the demand, particularly for assisted living, so that we could find out how many units, more units we need of assisted living, and also what are the other services that are needed in the community.
Thank you, Jim. Well, with that, let me suggest to those of you who are listening in, why don't you get out a pencil and a paper? We're going to tell you a telephone number in a few minutes that you can call if you have comments or suggestions or concerns or questions. We want to hear what you have to say. This is a two-way discussion here from the studio at KTOO to you in your home or your car radio or wherever you are, and we really want to hear from you. So sit back and get prepared, and let me kick off by giving you a little history so you understand why we're here and we're talking about these subjects. About a year and a half ago, a volunteer group of people said, we're kind of tired of just talking about and worrying about having enough services and housing for seniors in Juneau. We need to do something about it. So a few of us got together. We invited the community to a public meeting that was held June of 2013, and we were amazed. 120 people came. About 60 of them said, we want to help. We're really interested. And it started the conversation that needed to get much larger. And from that, we developed a task force of 10 or 12 people that have been fairly consistent in helping us get this little group effort going. Now, again, we're just volunteers. We're interested citizens. We don't come from some special organization or agency that had a lot of money and was, in the next few months, going to build an assisted living facility. This is a grassroots effort that really still is in many ways. But let me say who was on the task force, because you may know some of these people. You may want to talk to them in more detail about what's going on this subject, and I encourage you to do that. Included on the task force, besides myself, Sue Douglas, there is Amy Bolts. She's our vice chair. Marianne Vandecastle serves as our secretary, but she's also the chair of the Juno Commission on Aging. Don Gottschall serves as our treasurer, and Judy Morley, Marie Darlin, Peter Freer, Jim Scholl, who's here in the studio, Brian Holst, who's with JEDC, James Bibb, and Leslie Thompson. And Margaret is here, of course, as she explained, because she was an integral part of getting this market demand study done, and Marianne, of course, knows everything there is to know about senior services in our community. So that's a little bit of history. What's happened since is that the task force determined that we were pretty confident we knew what the need was. We didn't really know the market demand, but we knew we needed to do something that verified what we thought we knew. And as a result, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, the City and Borough of Juneau, and Senior Citizen Support Services, Inc., SCSSI, pooled their monies. We were able to contract with an outstanding consultant, and indeed, we now have a market demand study that proved exactly what we thought. We have a great need here in Juneau. So with that, I'd like to let me just say one more thing. What is our goal? Our goal primarily is, yes, to address the variety of needs for senior citizens, but primarily to develop and have operate in our community an assisted living facility. And with that, we have stayed very focused on making sure it's a culturally appropriate facility, that it's what the people in this community have been telling us and expect, that it's affordable, that it's a wonderful place to live, all those basic criteria that we feel very, very dedicated to. So let's turn it over to Margaret, have you tell us a little bit about the market demand study, and what revelations came from that is helping us prove the point of what the need is.
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that people, when they're talking about need and demand, to be very clear about the difference between a needs assessment and a demand study, is the demand is really more about the market rather than what people need or say they need or say they want. It's where there's a strong desire and an ability and a willingness to pay for it. And that is necessary in order to get a developer to come in and commit their resources to know that they have a financially feasible and sustainable economic project that is not going to continue to require a lot of additional support, or if it does, that, you know, how much that is and what it needs to be. So we've known that we have a boom in the senior population. Everybody's been talking about baby boomers for a long time. And one of the unexpected results or findings that I noticed was that it isn't just about the baby boomer, it's about the prevalence of the elderly population that's going to remain with us in Juneau long past the baby boom passing away. And one of the reasons for that is that we're actually younger as a community than the nation as a whole. We have about just under 10% of seniors Right now, that's defined as people over 60, and nationwide, it's 14%. So while we look like we're aging more rapidly, it's because we're catching up. So we have the Pioneer Home is really the only assisted living facility in Juneau, and it has 48 beds. They're full. The wait list is twice as long as the beds that are available. And so we knew there was a pent-up demand for it, and we were able to quantify what the need is anticipated to be. This is for additional beds. We have 85-year-olds at this point in time or this year, and that number is going to quadruple by 2042, or which is the end of the population projection from the state. And, you know, those are the super heavy users. 91% of that age group uses senior services and senior housing. And so we know that there will be a lot more needed. Not sure what else to say.
Well, my understanding is about 20% of Juneau's population is going to be 65 or older by 2032. That sounds like a long time away. I also understand that if we could open the doors of an assisted living facility tomorrow, we would need, according to this study, which I believe is fairly careful and conservative, we would need 56 beds immediately.
Immediately, that's today.
Right.
And 74 in 5 years, and 100 in 5 more years after that, and it goes up to you know, over 327 by 2042. And that's on top of the ones we already have, the 48. So that's 327 more.
Right. And part of this, I'm sure those of you who I hope will call in will talk to us about, part of this is knowing that seniors want to stay here. They want to be able to age comfortably here. They don't want to have to go leave their families or not watch their grandchildren continue to grow up. They want to stay in the community that they've been living in all these years and not be forced to go elsewhere simply because we don't have a safe, comfortable place for them to age in.
We should talk about what assisted living is.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, we're defining assisted living as a special combination of housing with supportive services and personalized assistance and health care designed to respond to individual needs. And it provides help with activities of daily living, which can be things like dressing or medical management or medications, mobility issues, people that need help sitting up, moving down, taking bathing, dressing themselves, those kinds of things. And they usually provide food and other services so that the resident of an assisted living home or facility doesn't have to worry about cooking and shopping and that kind of stuff. And then in a nursing home, which is the other kind of typical senior assisted type of facility, that it's very similar to that, except for that the physical needs are more acute and they usually is accompanied with skilled nursing. And then we also have independent senior living, which is kind of can be on a continuum of just simple age-restricted apartments or condos or some kind of a community. Sometimes they're accompanied with recreational facilities or entertainment and that sort of thing. And then sometimes they have things like communal dining or, you know, chore services or a daily welfare check or something like that. And that can be, you know, very progressive in terms of what kinds of amenities they offer and what the price points are.
Thank you for remembering to clarify that.
That was Mary Ann.
Jim.
Oh, sorry, Jim.
Jim, how about we take this a step further? Now that we have the market demand study out, which, by the way, folks, this is where you want to pick up your paper and pencil. We want you to read it. It's a wonderful study. We're very appreciative of the good job our consultant did. And if you go to www.jedc.org, you can download that study or you can read it right there on your screen, and particularly read the executive summary so you get the gist of it. It's many pages long. has lots of details, it has lots of backup, has lots of resource in it. It's a good product, and it really does define and quantify what it is we've been so concerned about. So, Jim, let's take it a step further. Why don't you tell folks, now that we have this study, what are the next steps the task force hopes to take, and what are we doing in terms of land, in terms of potential provider of such a service? Talk about the campus model, you know, those kinds of our little vision, our big vision.
Sure. Well, I would like to talk about some recommendations that came out of the assisted living and then I'll go a little bit into what our next steps are. But I want to back up a step. I want to thank Margaret for telling folks kind of the three levels that we looked at: independent living, assisted living, and the nursing home. Of course, for the user, the cheapest thing would be to live at home, independent. And the most expensive is a nursing home. And we felt that the biggest demand was for assisted living. And so assisted living doesn't have 24-hour nursing care and is somewhat more affordable than a nursing home. And so we did look at the demand for assisted living, and those numbers are Margaret gave a few of the numbers, but those we need it right now. There's some recommendations that came out of the study. First of all, our preferred option was co-location of assisted living and independent housing to create an aging-in-place community, a more graceful transition from independent living into assisted living, as people need more assistance with those daily chores that everybody needs. The second recommendation was to distribute the report to potential investors. We have done that for some investors so far. The third recommendation was to identify and assist locations. The assisted living task force has a land subcommittee, and we have looked at and identified a number of properties that would be nice to have and would be would fit the bill. Some rose to the top. Some are better than others. The fourth recommendation is to plan to meet the demand in a variety of ways, and that's a demand for assisted living. So in addition to the larger campus facility, there are other options, including smaller assisted living homes, 5 to 10 bed facilities, repurposed larger homes, flexible design. One concept at the workshop in last July, I believe, was on-site senior independent assisted living combined with daycare for grandparents raising small children and caregivers. So we're looking at a variety of options that would satisfy the need. The next recommendation was feasibility testing to refine the near-term project. Is it going to work? Can we live with it? Can we afford it? And so we're working on that question, and it's a big question. I will say that one of the things we needed to assess feasibility is how big a facility could we fill. That was a key question, and the demand study answers that question. We anticipate public-private partnership will likely be required.
What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked. the public sector will have to help us out with the cost of the facilities. And we don't believe that the public sector can operate and maintain. I think the private sector needs to operate and maintain an assisted living facility. And housing is expensive in Juneau. Land is scarce in Juneau. And so we do anticipate a public-private partnership. Another recommendation is to bring in more financial resources, advertise them to potential developers. We're working on that one. We've talked to potential developers already. And that's another hurdle I think that we can conquer and solve. The eighth thing I should say, the next recommendation is to engage, involve the tribal health system as a partner. Of course, our Native community, we value our Native community. We respect the elders, and their needs are similar to ours. And I think together that we can do a better job. The next recommendation was to plan for additional independent senior housing. We do foresee a need. We did not quantify that need for independent senior housing in the demand study that we did, surely because we had to limit the scope. And but we have identified a need for additional housing, independent housing. The next recommendation is to ensure home and community-based services can keep pace with population growth. And I'm sure Catholic Community Services is well aware of that one, and they're trying to do what they can with the limited resources that they have. And the last recommendation is to support a referral network, Aging and Disability Resource Center information sharing. Better communication will aid everything. I think that's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Marianne. Let's let you talk a little bit more, Marianne. Thank you, Jim, about from your perspective at Catholic Community Services, where you're head of programs for seniors. Number one question for you is what are you seeing in terms of our seniors' expectations and hopes to have something like assisted living to move into and live at? And what other services, two-part on the second question, what services is Catholic Community Services or any other agency in the community providing for our services? What do we have now? We know we have lots, but we know that there are some other things that we wish we did have. So can you address those for us a little bit, please?
Thanks, Margaret, for defining the different types of housing, because it is very confusing. I think some people misunderstood that assisted living means somebody coming into your own home, and that's not what it is. It is another place to live, not your own home. And also, the independent senior housing is sometimes confused with the senior centers because sometimes there is a senior center, senior activity center, which is next to the senior housing. Mm-hmm. In the case of the Mountain View Apartments and the Juneau Senior Center, people get very confused. So sometimes they think that the Juneau Senior Center is just for the people that live in the Mountain View housing, and so that kind of does a disservice. What the senior centers really are, and we operate a network of 12 senior centers throughout Southeast Alaska, is they're a place where seniors can go for activities, for meetings, for classes, for have fun, you know, and it's a place to encourage seniors to maintain their activity and independent living for as long as possible. So that's oftentimes the entryway where healthy, active seniors kind of enter the service system. Of course, people prefer to be independent. They prefer to drive themselves or take the bus or whatever, but there comes a time that they may not be able to do that safely anymore. So we have the caravan service to help them get around. And I recommend people try out the caravan service before they actually need it. So when they do need it, they're more comfortable using it.
That's
you just
idea.
Need to be 60 to use it. So, and something people don't know is you can take somebody with you on the caravan, your escort, your guest, I'll call it a guest, or companion that goes with you doesn't have to be over 60.
Is it free?
It's just a donation basis, yeah. So it might be fun to try it, you know, once in a while.
It's a good suggestion,
yeah.
60, oh, I could take that.
Yeah. Or, you know, take somebody, maybe you know
Jim
somebody.
Yeah, I can too.
Maybe you know somebody who's older that you think would benefit and say, come on, would you try this?
Yeah,
do
it together.
Yeah.
We used to get people that would come to church at St. Brendan's, which was from the fireweed.
It's just a great service, yeah.
And it picks you up and when you want, too.
Yeah, so you just, you know, call the day before is your best bet, or a few days before, depending on when you want to go, and make your reservation, and then we recommend you also make your return trip reservation at the same time, so you
it's
can
good
go,
for doctor's appointments
go when you want to.
Like
yeah, wherever you want to go, they'll take you. And I also mentioned meals, nutritious meals at the senior center. So that's for people age 60 and older. So bring a friend to your the senior center.
Do you want to tell us again? Some people may not know where the senior center is located.
Okay. Well, we have two senior meal sites in Juneau. One is at the Juneau Senior Center at 895 West 12th, which is across from Harris Harbor and Harborview School, next door to the Mountain View Apartments. So that's the Juneau Senior Center, and we call the Douglas Senior Center, which is actually the Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Those are lunch programs, right?
Yeah, at noontime. The Juneau lunch is Monday through Friday at noon, and then at Douglas it's Tuesday and Thursday at noon.
Oh, okay.
And so people are free to stop by either one, and they've got fantastic hot, delicious, complete meals, and again, that's just a free will donation basis. So that's really nice. And then as people become less physically disabled or whatever, more disabled, they might become homebound. And so then they would get Meals on Wheels if they're homebound. So the home-delivered meals is specifically for people that are recovering from a surgery or illness or injury at home, or they have some condition where they're homebound. It's not for anybody. It's not for any senior. We encourage seniors to go to the senior center for lunch to help them stay active, socializing with other people. We don't want people isolating in their own homes. If somebody is homebound and needs some home care, Margaret explained a little bit about what personal care is. That's somebody who can help you with dressing or using the bathroom, going, taking the shower or dressing, those transferring, you know, those sorts of things. There's some agencies in Juneau that can provide that care. I even had a friend once. She fell and broke her wrist, and it was her wrist that she usually uses, and so she couldn't dress herself. So she stayed for a while there. There was a little tiny assisted living home out in the valley, and she stayed there for, I don't know, till a few weeks, till she got her cast off, and so they could help her without mm-hmm. the personal care, and then got her cast off, and then she could go back to her own home. So it just shows the value of assisted living, having somebody help you with your... It's really hard to dress with one arm, you know.
I've torn my rotator cuff. I know what that's like. It's pretty horrible.
So we really need that option in Juneau. It's between your independent house, senior housing, or your own home, and between the nursing home, you know. It's good to have that option.
Right. And these variety of services that you've just described that Southeast Senior Services provides, I know you could go into more detail, but what's the best number, telephone number, for people to call if they want to get more information from you and your staff?
Well, I would have them call the Senior Information Office at 463-6177.
463-6177.
Yeah,
that's calling Senior Services to get more information about the variety of things that are available to our seniors. Now, real quickly, Marianne, and then let's go open this up to our callers. What do you see as gaps? If you could have whatever you wanted for our wonderful seniors here, what else would be good? What are we missing?
Well, I know several family members who are caring for their older loved ones, whether it's their spouse or their mother, father, or whatever. And we're really lacking more in-home care, in-home workers, respite care, which is a break for families. If the family member needs to go out of town for a week, we don't have anybody who can come in and stay with them around the clock. So kind of that long-term respite care or companion care, staying there with the senior in their home to keep them safe while their normal family member can go do what they need to do. So that's one major gap I've heard about.
And that's what we call personal care attendants, or not? Sometimes?
You would need somebody to provide that.
Yeah. Okay. There's no rehabilitation facility either.
No.
So our nursing, our Wildflower Court, it provides nursing home care, which, you know, if you have like a short-term problem or recovering from surgery or something like that where you might need some additional assistance, there is no place for anybody to go outside their home to get that help. And we don't have, that's one of the shortages that was identified in the study, was that we have a real lack of trained personal care attendants who are able to work for the people who are not receiving Medicaid kind of financial assistance, just the self-pay clients. There aren't as many, which do exist in other communities. Anchorage has more people that are working in those fields.
And Anchorage has a great number of smaller, what I call mom-and-pop assisted living homes, houses that have just two or three beds perhaps, or
right.
up to five.
Exists in this continuum of housing shortages
right.
that we have for everybody. We don't have
yeah.
downsize options for people that want to sell their homes and move into smaller, maybe single floor units or units with elevators. We don't have a lot of housing that's on the transit corridor that would be suitable for older
mm-hmm.
people who can't drive any longer. And, you know, we just have a real lack of affordable housing of all types.
You were talking about the long waiting list at the Pioneers Home. Well, the Juno's one nursing home has a long waiting list too.
It has one too.
So
right.
it's like,
yeah.
like you said, every level we could use more housing.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Well, let's change it up a bit real quickly here before we run out of time and reach out to our listeners. Everybody, you can call us at 463-6455. That's 463-6455. That's a number to call right now. And ask us questions. Tell us your concerns. Tell us what you expect in an assisted living facility. We barely touched on a lot of subjects this evening, and you were patient with us, but we certainly haven't covered them all, and we know you have some things on your mind. So let's open it up right now and hope somebody calls in. We have a couple of wonderful engineers here just waiting for your call. John's bent over the board over there.
Waiting for the light to flash.
And he wants a light to flash. Could somebody call and just at least tell us you're listening? That would be nice. We'll try to continue to chat amongst ourselves until we do call you.
If I might talk a little bit about the Bridge Adult Day Program.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. Please do.
That's a real neat option for somebody who's living with a senior who was living with their adult children, maybe. And adult children go to work during the day, and mom or dad would like a place to to be and have activities and lunch and have a good time. So the Bridge Adult Day program is a place that you might want to try out, especially if your son or daughter go to work during the day and you're sitting home alone, and it'd be much more fun go to the Bridge Adult Day program. And they've got crafts and sing-alongs and exercise and delicious lunch and all sorts of movies and all sorts of fun things.
I worked with a woman who was taking care of her mother, who was she was just frail. She was frail, elderly, and was fine as long as, you know, she wasn't by herself, and so Sue was able to take care of her. But she used the Bridge program and really seemed to enjoy it.
Now, where is it located, Mary Ann, and what are the hours?
It's from 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, and it's on Glacier Highway.
So Old Glacier
Old
Highway.
Old Glacier Highway. Right.
Down the street from the AWARE shelter.
Yeah. You can see the sign from the highway when you're driving. It's got that steep, grassy area.
So sometimes a daughter will bring her mom on her way to work, or the mom could use the caravan to get there, or dad or whoever, or, brother, whoever the person is that wants to come to the Bridge program. They could either come with their family member, or the caravan could bring them.
Well, it is a very important service in the community. We know that there are caregivers out there taking care of loved ones who are stressed to the max in trying to do it all, and the relief of the Bridge program is a very important thing. So, listeners, we're not hearing from you. Call 463-6455. One of the things you could call us about is tell us, are you going to be able to stay here, or have you already started to make plans that you'll have to move, anticipating that the day may come that you'll need a little assistance? Talk to us about that. Talk to us about how you want to stay here and how you think we might continue to assist in that. Give us your innovative ideas. Tell us where you want to live. There's a lot we haven't talked about, and if you would place a call to us and tell us what you're interested in, we're right here to hear it. We're taking notes, too. We want to know what you're concerned about. Okay, I think we have a caller on the air. Go ahead.
It's me.
Oh, it's my husband.
I just wanted you to know that at least one person is listening to all of you.
Good job. So what are you concerned about?
Well, I know how desperately Juno needs an assisted living for seniors. And it's just, I've been kind of working with Sue for 2 years now or more. And it's just so very, very important that we find a solution. And so I encourage you as the task force people to continue your good work. And I hope some other people will give you a call and raise some questions. I've had most of my questions addressed through the last 2 years of discussions leading up to this point.
Yes, you've been very attentive and helpful, too. Well, maybe while you're on the line, Paul, that reminds me to say, I'll let you hang up and I'll bring up this other subject in case somebody else wants to call in.
Sure.
Thanks very much for your call, dear.
Okay.
That brings up the notion that we've talked about, this idea of a campus, of a continuum of care campus. And now we have somebody else. Let's see if you're there. We've got dial tone. Try again if we missed your call. Again, the number is 463-6455. Hopefully you'll try again. The campus idea is that we acquire enough land to not only put an assisted living facility on it, but that maybe another developer or investor or somebody part of the whole package deal would like to build some independent senior apartments or condos, so that we've got that community of senior living in the same place with easy access. And associated with that, our bigger vision includes the building of a new nonprofit center in Juneau, which has been worked on for some time and is also a need, where various nonprofit agencies combine and work together. Now we've got a caller. I'll come back to that. Hi there. Go ahead with your question or your comment, please.
Yeah, hold on. I have to turn my radio down here.
Thank you.
Hold on.
We're waiting. You're doing the right thing. Turn it down.
All right. You hear me?
Yes, just fine.
Hey, I'm a housing developer in Juneau here. And I developed the housing, but it's in the market. It's an open market, and I don't know anything about senior housing. And I just wondered if you could fill some thoughts down on where a non-specialized, you know, developer who's not specialized in this kind of housing could maybe learn about the financing and whatever, because it's possible that if a person went out and built some housing, that would not be, I would be afraid that if, well, first of all, you'd have to make sure that it's eligible for the benefits that some people might get, you know, all these considerations.
Right.
Very local consultants or a person has to go outside of Juneau.
Okay, good question. And we have anticipated that and thought a lot about it. Here's the ideal setup we think that would be great for Juneau. Not only do we have the land ready for a potential developer like yourself and an assisted living facility operator, we also work with the developer like yourself to build so that we've got local builders building the facility to the specs of an experienced, qualified
operator.
I guess I don't need any more adjectives. The right operator who wants to invest in Juneau and wants to operate for the long term a proper, wonderful assisted living facility. The combination of somebody like yourself, sir, and an experienced operator where you would build to their spec is what would really work well. And this would also be somebody who is very familiar with how to get these facilities built, who would have access to financing, and would know what it's going to take. Now, that does not take away from the notion that many believe here that it's more expensive to build in Juneau than maybe somebody who came up from Seattle or Portland or San Francisco or wherever where they've done this sort of thing. But I think if we're all working on it together, it's not an impediment. It's something that can be done. There are consultants out there. We're familiar with somebody out of Bellevue, Washington. It's called Marathon Development. And they do exactly the kind of thing that you're talking about, helping communities or operators develop assisted living facilities. And this particular outfit has done it lots and seems to have a pretty successful formula for doing it. So
one of the things that makes the feasibility of a project in a small community like Juneau difficult is that it seems to be about an 80 to 90 unit sweet spot before the project can be really feasible during the lease up time and not have the financial risk for any kind of disruption in occupancy. And so that's where, you know, when we're looking at what our short-term assisted living demand study reveals is, you know, 50, 60 additional units, having a facility that's got independent living and assisted living and possibly a senior center that makes it much more efficient to operate because you've got one executive director, one kitchen staff, one janitorial crew, and so forth, that, you know, you can get some economies of scale that make it more likely to be financially feasible. And
Jim's got something to add to that. Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to say is I would think this is kind of an exciting proposition for a builder like yourself because it's not your standard thing.
Sure.
It's a good project. I want to add a caveat is that our demand study gives a good idea, but we would encourage you to build on your own demand studies too. You know, but it's a large, different kind of building. Our demand study will tell us, tell you when you might expect, let's say, an 80-bed facility to be filled up. The other thing it talks about, too, is the cost that people are willing to pay and also the cost that it will probably cost. And there's a disparity between those two. I would really encourage you as a first step to take a look at our demand study at jedc.org and then be in contact with us, and you could be in contact with either Margaret O'Neill.
Yes.
At 523-2326 or
send an email to Sue, SIOUX at GCI.net, or go to our Assisted Living Task Force site, which is Juno Senior Assisted Living, all one word, at gmail.com, and send your questions and concerns there. But you're welcome to send me a personal email. I'll share it with the full task force, and we'd love to hear from any of you. And I sure thank you for your question, and hope that we'll continue to talk with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Anybody else out there want to call 463-6455? Let's talk about assisted living. Let's talk about senior issues. Let's talk about what you're worried about, what you hope will happen as you age in Juno. And let's hear also from some of the younger folks in the community who are caring for loved ones. What's your concern? I think we've got a caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good evening, folks. First-time listener and caller.
Hey,
and just to let you know, there's a couple of us out here. Hey, this is Roger. A couple of things that came to mind. I guess I'm going to get an answer myself tomorrow night at the VA folks that are in town and visiting, and those that are in town providing the service of the VA. But being a veteran, I mean, that's one of my outs, if you will, of a plan. I don't know that much about it, and I know that there's nothing here in Juneau for veterans, but I don't know what's available in the state.
Let me ask you, are you familiar with what's developing in Haines for veterans? Have you heard anything about that?
I have seen their new home up there while it was being constructed, and I've watched some of the news lately of their opening. So pretty impressive for a small community like that to have a veteran's home.
Yes, it is. And Jim, do you know how many beds that's going to be?
I don't know offhand. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful facility, mm-hmm. and it's a large facility. It's next to an assisted living home.
Right.
And there is some space, but I don't know.
I think isn't it about 10 additional beds? But it's veterans friendly. It's not necessary. It's not a veterans home in the same way that the federal, veterans facilities are. But they're one, the state disability, the senior disability resources, they have care coordinators that you can be referred to that can help you coordinate VA benefits as well as other kinds of benefits to help make assisted living more affordable, so if you can find it.
Yeah, so caller, did you say you're going to some kind of a meeting or forum tomorrow night that will tell you a little bit more about what's available to veterans?
Veterans in general, yeah, not only this subject. In fact, it wasn't brief that this was their feature, but education and medical health.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you'll bring up the idea of what are they doing about places for veterans to live.
Right. And
I'm
sure this will come up about the Haines facility. The other thought I had was, I know Ms. Mills is committed and involved in the social services. Help me with the title, ma'am. Coalition, with the CBJ, the Social Services.
Oh, the Social Services Advisory Board?
Are you talking about the Social Services Advisory Board?
Advisory Board, there you go.
Okay. That's,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Started to hit my attention, and it's a public meeting. Folks have concerns. Welcome, I'm sure, to attend and listen in, come in regularly, and maybe get your questions answered.
Well, thank you for that. And that brings to mind the fact that the City and Borough of Juneau paid for about half of this market demand study. That was a supportive thing of the Assembly and the administration to do. They are concerned about what's happening here, but we need to keep talking to them. We need to make sure that everybody reads that market demand study and informs like what you just suggested. That's where we need to keep talking, and we as individuals need to let our elected officials know what we're really concerned about in terms of keeping our seniors here and keeping them healthy and keeping them independent. If for no other reason, certainly not the highest one, but very valuable in a community, is there's a lot of power behind a senior community economically. So we don't want to lose these guys.
Right. There's a the CBJ as an RFP that was out, and it is there were, I believe, two proposals that they're deciding between for a housing action plan, which has been one of the top priorities of the Affordable Housing Commission. And that project is expected to be about a 9-month or 6-month project that will address the city's overall housing needs. And this assisted living facility is actually one of the recommendations of the economic development plan, too. So, you know, what the carrots and sticks are, what the incentives, what the public-private partnership looks like that come out of the housing action plan, and how high that an assisted living facility ranks in terms of a priority of the community is going to be a part of the plan for the budgeting for the city, I would expect.
Okay, thanks. Caller, I'm going to let you hang up in case somebody else wants to call in. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Maybe you're already gone. Anybody else calling in to 463-6455? You're on the air. Go ahead. Well, that's a dial tone. Nobody there. Do call again, 463-6455. We really want to hear from you. We've got about 7 or 6 minutes left, so let's make sure we get all the important questions. Jim, go ahead. You have something on your mind?
Yeah, I do have something on my mind. Talking about what Margaret started here, there's a huge opportunity in the future for young people. We need people to staff this facility. We need nurses. We'll need nurse administrators. We'll need people in the kitchen, culinary folks. We need administrators. And so, those senior dollars will be rolling around in our economy. And I hope young folks step up to the plate, get into that healthcare provider field, and stay in Juneau.
One of the things we've talked about when being concerned about a workforce for such a facility is collaborating with the University of Alaska Southeast, where we have a nursing program and a CNA training program, and working together to develop that workforce and create those opportunities for workers.
Another aspect of that is that the longevity or the retention of the seniors in the community is really important for maintaining the infrastructure that we already have around healthcare. The oncology center, the dialysis center, all those kinds of things are not so attractive for retention of, a physician recruitment and retention when you don't have a stable market for those services. So it's really important to keep the seniors here, to keep the high level of healthcare that, offerings that we do have, that we're able to support with the community.
You know, we have a wonderful community and you hear it over and over again. Yes, we complain it rains too much, and yes, we wish we had a highway sometimes, and sometimes we don't. But when you get down to brass tacks, people say, "I don't want to leave here. I don't want to have to leave my family. I need a place to live so I can age here comfortably," and that's what this is all about. So again, if you have any innovative thoughts, you listeners out there, or concerns, we want to hear from you. We've got 5 minutes left before we're going to end this program, and we'd love to hear from you, 463-6455. And while we're waiting for a call, let me remind you to write down how to reach us. I'll say it one more time. Certainly, I'm the chair of the task force. My name is Sue Douglas. You can email me at siouxatgci.net. Or you could go online to Juno. Juno Senior Assisted Living, that's all one word together, @gmail.com. Write your concerns and questions there. If you want to talk to Mary Ann and her staff at Southeast Senior Services, I wrote 463-6177 to learn more about the different kinds of services that are available. Also, we didn't talk much about the Aging and Disability Resource Center that exists at SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. I'm going to tell you real quickly what that is. The Aging and Disability Resource Center is a one-stop resource center where seniors and people with disabilities can get complete information about services which help you to continue to live independently, making this a perfect fit with SAIL that advocates living independently and inspires personal independence. So it's sort of one-stop shopping. Give SAIL a call. Their number is 586-4920, and they'll tell you all about what the Aging and Disability Resource Center offers to this community. So that's another resource. Who else could? And we've told you about, I'll tell you one more time, www.jedc.org is where you can download that market demand study. And anything from the rest of you?
When you're 65, sign up for the Pioneer Home. Do it on your birthday. That's how you get on that long, long waiting list. And they do it not based on need, but based on the day you sign up for the first time. So you can sign up to be on that inactive wait list and keep your place in line. So.
And, you know, we're so fortunate to have the Juno Pioneer Home here. But unfortunately, it's just simply not big enough. It's probably not going to get much bigger ever, and we've got to bring something else into the community for our citizens, and so it's very important that you keep that in mind. Let's see if there's anything else. 463-6455 if you want to make a last-minute call before we close the program. This is a long process to bring assisted living for seniors to our community. Those of us who have been involved the past year and a half, we're here for the long haul. We're going to stick with it. I wish I could tell you who are listening out there now that it'll be built next month and everything will be fine, but that's not how it works. It's probably going to be another year or two or three, but with everybody's support and innovative ideas and interest, we know it's going to get done, and we hope you will stay out there with us. And I want to thank KTOO for this opportunity to talk to you all. Nothing like community radio. Public radio is great. And thank you so much for listening to us tonight. And good night, everybody.